Okay, Shalom Rav Ozer, today's daf is Yuma Daf Lamed. Obviously a very difficult tkufa for Am Yisrael. As we speak, many of our brothers and sisters are hiding in bomb shelters, in basements, as rockets rain down on Eretz Yisrael. So, as we say every morning in davening, right? What do? We learn, and that's what we're doing now. And because of our learning, is Hashem, we should see Yeshua. And as the pasuk goes, right, as the tefillah goes, we should so be zocha. Okay, we're here at the bottom of Chof Tes Amud Beis, by the two dots. We had said in the Mishnah, Zeh Aklal Hayav HaMikdash, this was the rule. Anybody who went to the bathroom, anybody who urinated, needed to wash his hands and his feet. We also mentioned that anybody who defecated would need to go to the mikvah, but first we're now talking about specifically washing hands and feet after urination. So the pasuk, as the Gemara says, Bishlam, I understand, reglayim, right, why you have to wash your hands and feet, mishum nitzotzos, because of the droplets, right, the droplet falls onto them, aval el yadayim, my time of, why do you have to wash your hands? Right, presumably your hands are not so involved in that, right? There's nothing going on over there. So Amar Rabbi Abba, Zoso Meres, Mitzvah L'Shav Shef. Apparently, as Rashi says, Mitzvah L'Shav Shef B'Yodo. Apparently, it's a mitzvah. Now, we don't say it, not a mitzvah Daraisa, but it's a Din Rabbanan, right? To wash off the areas where the urine may have dripped onto, meaning to use your hands and kind of rub your legs to make sure there's no urine dangling and kind of leftover urine found on your legs. What might be the problem with that? Why would you have to do that? So the Gemara says, "Misayele the Rabbi Ami." So this is a proof to, and support for Rabbi Ami. Dam Rabbi Ami, also la adam sheyetsi benitzozo shel gabi raglov. Person is not allowed to go out into public. And again, back then, if you can imagine, I didn't really walk around with pants. They more walk around with, it was more common to wear some sort of robe or a turban or some sort of dress like that. So your legs were sometimes exposed, and the person's not allowed to walk around with droplets on their legs. Why? What would be the problem? Aside from that, it's slightly gross. Because it looks like a person is a krus shuvcha. Krus shuvcha is someone whose male member, the aver, has been detached. Rachmar l'tzlan. Motzi laz albanav shemamzerim. And because that type of person cannot give birth, right, cannot have bia with his wife, not cannot give birth, cannot create a child, right, he cannot create a child with bia through his wife. So, again, people are going to know that he has kids, right, he's going to know he's married to this, they're going to know he's married to this woman, but if he has droplets on his legs, maybe he's a krus shuvcha, and he couldn't actually be with her, and maybe the kids that she had while she was married to him, right, apparently was from another man, and the kids are mamzerim. But again, this comes up a couple times in Shas, and then as far-fetched as it may seem at first glance, right, apparently this was something that people were concerned of, right, definitely a concern that we don't want people to think that their moms are running around, that anything inappropriate was happening. So that was a concern to make sure to wash off any of the droplets, right? Again, if a person is a krus shuvcha l'chor, he can't urinate in a straight stream either, and that's why there would be droplets on a person's legs. Either way, that's why we wash the hands, as opposed to in terms of the hands and the feet when a person urinates. Again, in Stoma, not only necessarily in the Beis HaMikdash, but Stoma all over the place. Vaiter. As Amar Papa says, Soa b'mekoma. Now, if there's some sort of feces in its normal area, so also the krus kriyashma. For whatever reason, you have some leftover feces in the tush area, so then it's usher to say kriyashma. So the Gemara says, hey chidami, I don't understand. What's the case? Eat the nearest, if you can see it, so pshita. So obviously, right, you can't say kriyashma around feces or any of the sort. So obviously, if you can see it, that's no good. Eat the low nearest, but if you can't see it, so low nit the Torah, the Malachi Asharis. The Torah was not given to Malachim. Right? How are you supposed to figure out that there is some feces there, right? Assuming you can feel it, but you can't feel it. You can't bend over backwards to look, right? So how does that work exactly? The Gemara says, "Latzricha de yoshev nearest ve'omed ve'ino nearest." No, if you're sitting, so then you, again, when you sit, so I guess not to be graphic, but the two cheeks of the buttocks are pried apart, so then you can see it. But if a person is standing, so then they're pressed together, so then you cannot see the feces. So the Gemara says, one second, umay shna mitzal abisaro. Why is that any different than the halacha of feces on a person's body? Somewhere else, right? The Itmar, because it was said, so abisaro oshayu yadav pesakise. If a person has feces on his body or his hands, for whatever reason, are stuck into are in a bathroom. So Rav Huna Amar Mutar Lekros Kriya Shema, Rav Chista Amar Azar Lekros Kriya Shema. So Rav Huna and Rav Chista have machlokes as to whether you're allowed to say Kriya Shema or not in that scenario. But both of them disagree with Rav Papa as follows. Rav Huna says his mother say Kriya Shema because as Rashi says, not here, but Rashi says in Brachos on Daf Chaf Hei, that basically Rav Huna understands that to say Kriya Shema, you only are not allowed to say Kriya Shema if there's feces on the mouth or the nose, which is, again, obviously disgusting, but again, that's where you're saying the Kriya Shema. But if there's feces on any somewhere else, like on a person's leg or something, so then or the person's face or mouth is not inside of a bathroom, so then that's fine. Meaning that's obviously against your papa, who said that, you know, if you have feces on your tush, so then that is not okay. You can't say Kriya Shema, right? Rav Huna would say that you can, because it's not on the face and mouth. Rav Chista says it's also to say Kriya Shema, but because Rashi explains that there's a pasuk, because the pasuk says kol atzmosei tomarna, right, all of my limbs shall say, right, so say praise to you, right, and because that's the part, then that's the only reason. Meaning the only reason is because there's some sort of drasha, but not because it's dirty or there's any, you know, in. Rashi says there's no zua masareach, right? It's not because of a smell thing, just because of a drush on the pasuk, right? Rav Papa does not mention anything about the pasuk, and he just says, you know, that it's kind of there, and then therefore it's usher. So he's not going like either of them. So Gemara says, b'mkoma nafish zuma, shalom b'mkoma lo nafish zuma. So an enochinami, that what Rav Papa is talking about when there's feces still in the area where it comes out. And that's, again, there's a lot of zuma there because it hasn't yet been let out into the world, right? The smell and the, I guess, the grossness is multiplied because it's still kind of trapped inside. But, and that's when Rav Papa said it was also Sekri Yishma, and everybody Mistama would agree with that. But when it's out, so then, that was the Machogas Rav Huna and Rav Chista, and the Chora, Rav Papa would agree with one of them, right? It doesn't say either one, but then he would agree that his halacha is not necessarily in play over there. Okay. Tana Rabbana with Ender Abaisa. Similarly, once we're talking about cleaning ourselves, just to continue a little bit, halacha basuda. The halacha is that basuda. If a person's eating a meal, adam yotzi lahashtin mayim. If a person goes out to urinate, so then notel yodov, he goes to wash his hands. Yado achas v'nichna. Sorry, he goes to wash one hand, meaning the hand that he's used to clean himself, and then he can come back into the suda. Dibur chaviro v'hiflig. Right, if he goes and shmooze with his friend. Right, and he comes back later, right? If Rashi says hiflig means, that literally means to argue, but here it means to delay. Shaha, it means to delay. And he's notel shtei yadav v'nechnas. He has to wash both hands, and Rashi says it because it's for an hour or two, so then, you know, that's already hesach hadas, that's already you've kind of not thought about the meal anymore, and your hands might have become dirty, your tummy, etc. Kshum notel lo yitel mibachutz, and when he washes his hands, he shouldn't wash outside the meal, v'yikanes, and then go into where he was sitting, v'pnei chashad, because people are going to think that maybe he didn't wash. Ela nichnas v'yoshe b'mkomo, right, rather he should sit in his place, he should wash his hands right there, v'notel shteyado v'machzer atafiach al orchin, and he should wash his hands, and then he should give the, you know, pass the bucket around in case someone else needs to wash, in case, I guess, other people left the room as well. Amar Rav Chista, Rav Chista says, no, I disagree. So he says, well, Amar Elo Lishtos. No, that's only if he's coming back to drink, meaning that he washes one hand. Meaning, not that he washes one hand, meaning that only if he's coming back to drink, he has to wash his hands at the table, because people might not think that he washed them at all. Avalecho, but if he's coming back to eat, so then notel mibachutz v'nichnas, he can wash wherever he wants. He can wash outside and come back in. Made the idea da anina daite, because everybody's going to know, right, that he's going to want to wash his hands before eating bread, right? Anina, he's
delicate. Most people are not going to eat food with their hands, right? Assuming that they just went to the bathroom and did not wash, right? Everybody's going to know that he washed his hands. He doesn't have to do it at the table. He can do it outside. Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak would say, I also would wash my hands outside the room and come inside, even if I'm just coming to drink. Because everybody knows that I'm kind of careful with that kind of stuff. I think nowadays we probably all are in the camp of Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak, and perhaps you know, that we all can be assumed that if a person wants to the bathroom, he washed his hands, and then he came back to sit at the table. Okay, says the new Mishnah, Ein Adam Nichnas Lazara Lavoda Afilu Tahor Ad Sheyidbol. Now, anybody's got to come into the... Now, this is not... The language of the Mishnah here is a little bit lavdavka. I mean, nobody can come into the Azara to do Avoda until he goes to the mikvah. Now, Avoda is not really... The Rashi and Tosfos both point out that Avoda is not literal. Even if you come into the Azara, anybody has to go to the mikveh, but okay, right? Everybody's got to go to the mikveh before they come into the Azara, the Beis HaMikdash. Chamesh Tevilos V'Azara Kiddushin Tovah Kohen Gadol U'Mekadesh Bo Bayom. The Kohen Gadol on Yom Kippur. Now, this is switching topics a little bit. On Yom Kippur, the Kohen Gadol would do 5 mikveh trips and 10 washings of the hands on that day. V'kulam Bakodesh al Beis HaParva. This is what we pointed out, right? All of them were on this area on top of the roof of the Beis HaParva. Chutz Mizu Bilvad, except for the first one. That's where he would do where he woke up, right? He had a mikveh next to where he woke up. That's what we talked about maybe a week or two ago. Parsu Sodin Shel Butz Beino Levein Ha'am. And when they did this, when he went to the mikveh, they would spread a sheet between him and the people. Obviously, we didn't want people seeing that from the outside, people who were coming to watch. Says the Gemara, Shalu as Ben Zoma. They asked Ben Zoma, Tvilo Zu Lama. What's with this Tvilo? Why does a Kohen, let's say a Kohen, yeah, needs to go to the Tvilo before going to the Azara in the Beis HaMikdash? He said to them, Uma Hamishana Mikodesh, the Kodesh, Mimakoma, Onish, Onish, Kodesh, the Makom, Shanish, Kodesh, Tone, Tvilo. Just like, but again, right, whenever you have a Kabbal Chomer, Ma Af, right? Ma, just like, and Af, so too. Right? We don't have the Af here, but. But the Ma, just like someone who goes Mishana Mikodesh Lekodesh, the Kohen Gadol, when he goes from one holy place to another holy place on Yom Kippur, right, he still has to go to the Mikvah, right? Even though the Chore, he's in one area that's Kadosh, right? And he's also in, as the Gemara points out, one area in the Beis HaMikdash where if you go in when you're Tamei, you're punishable by Kares. He's going to another area where you would also get Kares for going into if you were Tamei, right? And each time he switches places in the Beis HaMikdash, he has to go to the Mikvah in and out, right, on Yom Kippur. So, if someone's coming in from Chol, right, from, let's say, his house, to the Beis HaMikdash, and from a place where, if he would be Tameh, he would not get Kares, but now he's going to a place where he will get Kares, i.e., when he goes from his home into the Azara of the Beis HaMikdash, certainly, that person should also require Tefillah as well. So it's a Kavah Chomer from the Kohen Gadol on Yom Kippur. Obviously, the Kohen Gadol doesn't go from any different, right? The status of the areas of where the Kohen Gadol goes on Yom Kippur are all the same, right? You're all not allowed to be tummy there. You all get kares there if you go in there. But still, the Kohen Gadol goes to the mikveh in between. So too, a regular Kohen, or let's say, that comes into the Beis HaMikdash, right, also would have to go to the mikveh before he showed up. So Rabbi Huda, Omer Rabbi Huda says, no, Strach Tvilahi. No, it's just a Derabanan. It's like a fake Tvilah. Not fake, but it's like to remind the Kohen. If you look at Rashi, in kan chovan min haTorah el l'srach v'lutfos b'shem tvila k'dei lalus alev she'in tvila el l'tameyin. It's just a reminder. It's coming to jog the memory of the Kohen and for him to think about, maybe have I been tamei today or yesterday or the day before? Right, he has to think. You should think about it, right? Because obviously this is a big deal coming to the Beis HaMikdash when you're tamei, chayav kares, etc. Right, so we just do it to kind of like kadesh, as the Gemara continues, right? Strach tvilazu kadesh sheyizkor tuma yishana shebiyada v'yivrosh. Right, he should try to remember an old tuma that he has and separate himself, meaning not go to the Beis HaMikdash if he's tamei. So it's just a din derabanan, not really a din derabanan, and not a big deal at all. But my kamiflagi, what's my chokas? Bachuli avoda kamiflagi. Right? They argue as to whether if he did the avoda afterwards, whether it's good or not. Meaning whether it's chol, but whether that's lashon chol, right? Lashon of not holy. Meaning whether if he did the avoda afterwards, whether it's good or not. Because ben zoma mechal avoda. According to ben zoma, who holds that lachor, it's kalv chomer from the Kohen Gadol, right? Lachor maybe a din daraisa. So then, right, as Rashi says, yeah, the ben zoma damar daraisa he, right? Again, it's a kalv chomer. That din daraisa, so then yeah, the avoda would be no good. The Rabbi Huda lo machal avoda, but Rabbi Huda says din derabanan, so then it wouldn't passel the avoda. So Gemara says, one second, Ben Zoma mimachal, really, according to Ben Zoma, that would passel the avoda, right? If he went and did it without this first tefillah in the morning, If a Kohen Gadol doesn't go to the mikvah, or between either switching his clothing or between different services in the Beis Hamikdash on Yom Kippur, avodos kshira, the avodos good, right? And then here's the kicker. Here's the kicker. Echad Kohen Gadol, echad Kohen Hedyot. Whether it's a regular Kohen or a Kohen Gadol. Right, again, then it's fine. So, the Brisa continues. Shaloki de shadav raglav shachres vavad avoda avodas upsula. And if he didn't wash his hands in the morning, right, then his avoda is no good. But again, without going to the mikvah, there's not going to apostle. You have to wash kiddush shadav raglav, but the mikvah in the morning, that's not going to apostle the avoda. El lemekam ba'aseikam efki. So no, rather the machlokes between Rabbi Yehuda and Ben Zoma is not whether the avoda is possible, but it's whether you're going to violate a mitzvah saseh. Right? The Ben Zoma koi be'aseh, according to Ben Zoma, this is a mitzvah saseh to go to the mikvah before you go into the Beis HaMikdash, right? And if you don't do that, so you violated the aseh, the Rabbi Yehuda lo koi be'aseh, according to Rabbi Yehuda, so you're not going to violate a mitzvah aseh. V'i yisle Rabbi Yehuda, hai sfara, 1 second, the Gemara says now. First we questioned Ben Zoma, now we're questioning, we didn't really question Ben Zoma, we questioned the Nafkamina. So either way, but now we're going to question Rabbi Yehuda's shita, meaning that he holds this is a din rabbanan to go to the Beis Hamikdash, she need to go to the mikvah. V'atanya did when the Rebbeisa mitzora tovel ve'omed b'shar nikanor. Right, if you remember the procedure for a mitzora who is going to become tahor, he has to go to the gate of Nicanor, the Shar Nicanor, in the east, and then he has to stick his hands and his feet through the gate or through the area. Right, and they pour blood on it, on the big finger, on the thumb, the big toe, on the right one. So the mitzora has to stand there, right? They do it by the shar nikanor. And Rabbi Yehuda Omer in mitzorach tvila, he doesn't need to go to the mikvah. Shekvar tavol mi be'erev, because again, what does the mitzora do the night before? Part of his procedure is he goes to the mikvah the night before. So Rabbi Yehuda says he doesn't have to go to the mikvah. You just tell me that review the holds. You need a din derabanan, and you have to go to the mikvah if you're going to go to the Beis Hamikdash. The Gemara says, "Hahuke detani." No, that Brisa gives the reason. Taima shikvar tava al mi ba'erev. What do you mean? The reason is stated in the Brisa because he just went to the mikvah the night before. So obviously he's going to be careful and not become tame. So he doesn't have to go to the mikvah again. He went the night before. So the Gemara says, yeah, okay, that's a pretty solid point. Udikari maikarila. Well, what was even the question? Right, the answer was just beferish straight up in the Brisa. So Gemara says, you're right. Mishum dekaboy lemirma achrisi ala. Really, we wanted to, the stira is not from our case to this case, but really there's a stira in Rabbi Yehuda Shita in Mitzora itself. Because the Brisa says, Lishchas haMitzorayim, Shesham Mitzorayim Tovlin, the place where the Lishcha of the Mitzorayim, the chamber of the Mitzorayim, where the Mitzorayim went to go to the mikvah, Rabbi Yehuda Omer lo Mitzorayim bilvadam ru ela kol adam. Right, the Rabbi Yehuda said not only the Mitzorayim, right, but everybody would go. Many people would go tovel in that mikvah. Well, this price seems to imply that the Mitzora does go to the mikvah, does go to the mikvah before going to the Beis Hamikdash, whereas the last price that we just saw said that the Mitzora doesn't have to because he went the night before. So Gemara is going to bring a bunch of different answers. Lo kasha, first of all, there was no stira because hal detavil, hal delo detavil. Right? And again, the first price that said that he doesn't have to go to the mikvah, that's where he didn't go to the mikvah. Sorry, that's where he went to the mikvah the night before. Our price that says the Mitzora does have to go to the mikvah, maybe he missed that. Idolo tavil, the Gemara says, well, that doesn't work. That answer is no good, because if he didn't go to the mikvah the night before, harav shemesh boy. Well, then you can't just go to the mikvah the next morning. You have to wait for sundown, right? And then you'll be tahor. And then the next morning, you have to go to the Beis HaMikdash to get the blood poured on your fingers and stuff. So that doesn't work. So Ella, rather, no, you're right. The stira between the brises can be resolved like this. Idi v'idi de tavil, both cases where he went to the mikvah the night before. But if he had hesach hadas, if he had some sort of deviation from thinking about what's going on, and he's spacing out, so then he has to go to the mikveh again. But if he doesn't, if he didn't, so then he does not. So the Gemara says, well, if you had some sort of hesach hadas, so hazas shvi shlishi ushvi boy, then not only do you have to go to the mikveh again, but you also have to get sprinkled on the third and seventh day, right, after being tamei meis. Right, the Amar, again, after being tamei, not tamei meis, but after becoming a mitzora. The Amar,
really becoming tor from being a mitzora. But either way, Amar Rabbi Dostoy bar Moshe, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Hezek Hadas, Tzorei Chazaz, Shlishi Ushvi. So it can't be that he had Hezek Hadas, because then you'd have to repeat the full 7-day procedure from the beginning. So Ella, the Gemara says, no, rather, Idi Velo Hezek Hadas. Really, both Bryce says there was no Hezek Hadas. Velo Kasha, and there's no stira here. Had the Tovil Aldas Pias Mikdash, Had the Lo Tovil Aldas Pias Mikdash. In the case where you have to go to the mikveh again, when you went to the mikveh the night before, you didn't think about going to the mikveh for the purpose of going into the Beis HaMikdash. But if you the Braisa that says that you don't, the Mesorah does not have to go to the mikveh, that's when the night before you thought about, yeah, this tevila is going to be to cover me for tomorrow also to go into the Beis HaMikdash, right? You just had in mind to go in. In that case, it's fine. If you didn't have in mind, so then you have to go again. Vivoisim, another answer. Tani lo mitzoroim amru ela called adam. Another answer is that just change Rabbi Yehuda's statement. Rabbi Yehuda, originally we said, it's not only mitzoroim that go to the mikvah, but all people. So now take out the two words, right? Bilvad amru. So Rabbi Yehuda is disagreeing. He's saying lo mitzoroim ela kol adam. It wasn't for the mitzoroim. It's not only, we understood Rabbi Yehuda's shita as saying it's not only the mitzoroim who went to this mikvah. It was everybody. But now, no. Rabbi Yehuda is disagreeing. The mitzoroim did not go to the mikvah there. Rather, it was for all the people. Ravina amar. Ravina gives another answer. Rabbi Yehuda, the Devarim de Rabbanan Kamarlu. Really, Rabbi Yehuda is just talking in the Rabbanan Shita. He's saying to the Rabbanan, within your opinion, right? No, everybody would go to the mikvah there. But I hold, right, that a mitzvah doesn't need to go to the mikvah in the morning. Right? The Devarim de Rabbanan Kamarlu. He's talking about their Shita. The Didi, but according to me, mitzvah ain't tzarech tzvila. But according to me, a mitzvah doesn't require a tzvila. Right? The Didchu, but according to you, odoli, easy. At least you should admit to me, Mihas Talom Mitzrayim Bilvad Amru Ela L'Kol Adam. Right? I mean, at least according to your opinion, who says that the Mitzrayim does need to go to the mikvah in the morning, at least admit that everybody, right, needed to go to the mikvah when they went to the Beis HaMikdash. For Rabbanan, the Rabbanan would say Mitzrayim Daish Betumah. No, Mitzrayim has been completely tamei for the last 7 days, right? And therefore, he needs a new tevila, meaning he's not thinking about, right? He's used to being tamei, so he doesn't think about, oh, maybe I'm tamei, maybe I'm not. He's not going to be careful in terms of what he touches, where he goes, what he sits on. Right? He's been tamei already, so he's not thinking about tumas. Therefore, we require another tevila to make sure that, he didn't mess up. Call Adam, but other people, Lo Daishi B'tumma, not everybody else, right? Everybody else is careful. Not everybody else has been tamei for the past, however many days, and therefore they would be careful, and therefore, according to Rabbanan, they wouldn't require Kol Adam, they wouldn't require everybody to go to the mikvah necessarily before they went into the Beis HaMikdash. Okay, Shkoyach Gadol Rabosai, we'll go fight in the Heilig Shas tomorrow, Besoros Tovos, and have a great day or night, depending on where you're listening to this.